Welcome to the Intuitive Therapist Podcast with Janice R. Cohen, therapist, clairvoyant, empath, and medium. Listen in as she takes a no-nonsense deep dive into real human struggles and how to resolve them. Janice will share channeled information from her spirit guide team, as well as the angels and archangels, to help you master your emotional, physical, financial, and spiritual destiny. And now, Janice R. Cohen.
Hey y'all, this is Janice Cohen, the Intuitive Therapist, here on the Intuitive Therapist Podcast. I wanted to talk about a few astrological events that are coming up. By the time you hear this, we will be having the full moon. So on the 25th of this month, we have the full moon. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm always very sensitive to the energy of the moon the week before it becomes full, the week of it becoming full. And if you are, then you're going to notice that maybe you're not sleeping well either a few days before and a few days after, or for me, it's literally the whole week before and then a few days afterwards. So just kind of pay attention to that. The full moon is a really, really good opportunity to have things illuminated, things that you didn't have awareness of prior to a full moon. And that's really the purpose of a full moon, is to shed light on what's been hidden. So look forward to that. I always find that I have some sort of aha during that time, and then I like to use that aha and move forward. The second I want to talk to you about, the second event, is Mercury going retrograde. Now, there's a lot of talk. I've talked about this over the years. You'll see a lot of people publishing things over the years about Mercury retrograde. And most people, or a lot of people, I'll say, they tend to, maybe fear it or worry about it. And I have actually come to enjoy it quite a bit. When you anticipate Mercury retrograde going in retrograde, and I'm going to tell you the dates in a minute, we are actually in the shadow period. We call it the pre-shadow, and it's usually 2 weeks before, we're getting there 2 weeks before the actual Mercury going retrograde. And Mercury going retrograde happens on April 1st, and it ends April 25th. And then we have a two-week integration period after that, okay? So it's a total of 8 weeks. Now, Mercury retrograde is really a time to redo all your revisit, redirect, reassess, reevaluate, redesign, all the remember. And so I want to encourage y'all to use this time to not push, to kind of lean back, and It's an opportunity for you to really think about things, take an inventory, but also it's a time for you to tidy things up, work on things that you started but maybe didn't have enough time to work on or finish. And I always feel like the 4 weeks of retrograde, when we're actually in retrograde, Mercury retrograde, is a great time to kind of unplug and really focus in on the things that you really want to complete. So you'll notice the 2 weeks before, and then we start to kind of maybe see some technological stuff start to happen. You always want to make sure that if you're signing contracts, do it before Mercury goes retrograde or after it goes direct. So what happens is that during Mercury retrograde, the planet of Mercury is all about communication, okay? And so when the planet Mercury is retrograde, it's almost like it takes a backwards walk, okay? Planets have three phases. They are in retrograde, which they're kind of moving backwards. They're void of course, which means things are kind of at a standstill, or they're direct, which means they're moving forward. And so when Mercury goes in retrograde, it makes it difficult to move forward. So any contracts you have that you might want to sign between April 1st and April 25th, I highly recommend that you do not. Either, if you need to during that time, have at least two or three other people look at it, because most often the fine print will elude us during the retrograde period because the communication is funky. Our ability to process, our ability to perceive accurately is kind of mucked up. Okay, so if you can sign something prior to Mercury going retrograde within the next couple of weeks, or you'll need to wait until after April 25th. Okay, so just a little heads up about those two astrological events. Both are quite positive, so just have the perspective of looking at them positively. Okay, hope this helps for y'all. But I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts today. Recently, I've been doing some market research with women in midlife who want to uncover their authentic truth. And one thing that I heard over and over and over again is how exhausting it's been for them to meet everyone's expectations. And on the heels of that phrase or that sentence, I wanted to invite you to hop over to my website, www.janisrcohen.com. That's JanisrCohen.com. I have recently created a new report called 3 Ways to Overcome the Fear of Being Judged. And it has everything to do with the content I'm talking about today. But I do feel that if there's any part of you that worries about being judged by others, this report's going to help you. So please go ahead, hop over there. It's called the 3 Ways of Overcoming the Fear of Being Judged. And issue your name and your email address, and you will get that to immediately download. So this exhaustion that these women have felt to meet everybody's expectations, you know, to be everything to everyone except themselves. And that got me thinking, why do women do this? What's the perk? What are the consequences? Oh, and by the way, y'all might hear my cat meow. She talks a lot, so you'll probably hear her in the background. But I was talking about what are the consequences and the perks. So today, in the spirit of having had all of these conversations with these amazing women, I want to have a conversation with you. And I want to tell you why you'll never find belonging outside of yourself. The title of today's podcast is Stop Trying to Fit In to Find Belonging. And I want to tell you why you'll never find enough validation from others that'll fill you up. And I want to tell you why your soul doesn't feel attended to when you try to conform to everyone's expectations of you. Now, you may be thinking, Janice, intellectually, I know all of this stuff, right? But can you actually translate that into showing up authentically, eliminating the guilt that comes with that for choosing you and finding true belonging without searching for it outside of yourself? Women in midlife realize several things by the time they've reached the second chapter of their lives. 1, if they truly know themselves or not. 2, if they are truly living, you know, their lives authentically or not. If they truly feel fulfilled or not, and if they truly feel that sense of belonging or not. I've worked with thousands of women over 32 years of being a therapist, and I've met a handful of women, really, who have been able to say that they feel and have all 4 things that I just mentioned. Just a handful. Why is it so difficult? So it got me thinking about this question. Why is it so difficult for women to achieve and accomplish these 4 things? What gets in the way? Why do women forget about themselves over time? And why do so many women try to fit in to find belonging? In the course of my lifetime, 1 thing has stood out to me about belonging, that I can never feel that from others if I don't cultivate that within me first, that I can never, ever feel fulfilled if I don't cultivate that within me first, that I can never truly show up authentically to others if I don't practice authenticity to myself first. That I can never truly access and fulfill my life purpose if I don't know myself completely first. So, of the many women I've spoken to, they've arrived at several points by the time they're in midlife. Now, these aren't all the points, but they're some of the major points that seem to show up. One, they've spent their entire life living for others, and they don't have the faintest idea of who they are or what they want, and they don't even know where to start to find that out. Another one is they've been able to carve out some time to get to know themselves, but their lives have changed so much and the roles they've played have changed so much that they don't know how to move forward at this point and just be themselves. Third is they've spent their entire life in avoidance, avoiding dealing with grief, trauma, challenges, and difficulties that here they are now, feeling lost, undirected, uncertain, and unaccomplished, that they feel totally overwhelmed with how to dig themselves out of the hole that they created, and they don't even know where to begin. Now, of course, like I said before, there are more categories of women, you know, women's circumstances, but these three seem to be the predominant ones that I've heard so far. You know, most women tend to juggle multiple things at once. That's one difference between men and women. Not to say that men don't juggle a lot, but men tend to, and this is not a negative judgment, it just is true. That's, you've heard of women are from Venus, men are from Mars. Men tend to focus on one thing at a time, where women tend to juggle multiple things at a time, completing multiple tasks all at once. Multiple roles, multiple jobs, multiple facades of who they are, that they get lost in translation, who they are, right? They get lost in staying in touch with who they've always been up until they agreed, and this is important for y'all to hear, up until they agreed to take on all of these roles, performances, and obligations. It's like living in quicksand with all this juggling and wanting to get out of it all of a sudden, but you're too deep in a quicksand to grab the branch or the hand that's outstretched. It's just out of your reach. I've also spent my life trying to figure out how to both fit in and how to stand out. And what I found is that both are equally challenging. They both have consequences. Fitting in cost me my truth. Authenticity has cost me relationships and circumstances that I wanted to keep. Everyone has a desire to belong. And yet, in a world filled with billions of people, how many of us truly feel that sense of belonging? Why do so many of us lack a sense of belonging, yet we keep trying to find it? Over the past 3 decades of being a therapist, what I've come to realize is that belonging isn't an outside job. It's an inside job. Anytime you say you want to feel something from someone and you feel like you lack it in your life, it's a clear sign that you have yet to give that to yourself. This is the key to belonging. And unless and until you belong to you, unless and until you fit in to you and with you, you will never find a sense of belonging outside of you. You see, when you know you, when you know what you value, what you believe, what your interests and desires and talents are, who you are, only then can you find a place in the world and feel belonging. Only then can you find your tribe. Because unless you've got you, you can't emit a frequency of belonging to self, right? And therefore, you can't attract others who have cultivated their own self-belonging so that they can match your frequency and vice versa. Is there a step-by-step process to finding belonging? I'm actually working on developing that now. But what I do know, whether you're male, female, or don't identify with any particular gender, is that unless you get you, unless you know you inside and out, unless you live in your truth with everyone across the board, even if you need to adapt who you are in certain circumstances, only then can you feel like you belong. There are certain things no one and nothing can take away from you: who you truly are, what you truly believe, and what you are truly capable of achieving. So stop trying to fit in to find belonging, because it'll never work. You'll continue to feel empty, alone, fraudulent, unfulfilled, and on a constant quest for satiety. You'll have accomplished that all on your own, right? So you got to fit in with yourself first. You got to belong to yourself first, and then you won't feel the need to belong to anyone or anything else. Because like I just said, you've accomplished that all on your own. Being different, I'll tell you what, it's amazing. It's beautiful. It's when we shine the brightest. When you embrace all of your quirks, your eccentricities, your boldness, your curiosity, your talents, your weaknesses, and your strengths. Start there. Belong in all of those ways to yourself, and notice how you desire to fit in, that how your desire to fit in with others, it starts to become less important and almost like a distant memory. It's like it doesn't matter as much to you. At least that's what I found. I have more of a sense of home within myself than I do in any crowd of people. In fact, I'll tell you what, I tend to feel lonely, more lonely and alone in a sea of people, because I don't feel the need to have that belonging from them. I got it in me. Inside you, that's where you find your sense of belonging. Then you can help others do that for themselves. And it's a beautiful gift to help other people anchor into who they are. The more people find belonging with themselves, the more people that can find true connection with others. Got to have it with yourself first. This is the theme, before you can have anything with anybody else. So I'll leave you with this quote by Jackson Pierce. You can only exist, you can only belong to yourself, and you can only be responsible for your own happiness or belonging or whatever. That broken part, piece, whole thing is just a trick of the mortal mind. In other words, if you can't become one with who you are, then those fragments of you that are searching to attach to someone else for belonging, it just exists in your head. You're never separate from the divine, and you're never separate from yourself. You're just focusing on the outside. So you've got to belong to yourself first. That's the core of your existence and the core of anything you want to achieve. To thine own self be true, right? William Shakespeare. I hope this has been helpful. I also want to encourage you again, hop over to my website, janicearcohen.com. Get that report, 3 Ways to Overcome the Fear of Being Judged. And I hope it's helpful. I wish you a blessed day, a wonderful week, and as always, live intuitively.
Thanks for listening to The Intuitive Therapist. If you like what you heard, the best compliment you can give us is to share this podcast with a friend. And be sure to give us some stars and a favorable review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in.